Okay. What were you arrested for?
Well, it's a long story, but I was charged with disorderly conduct.
And you're in, where are you right now?
I'm in jail somewhere in New York. I don't know. I'm going through like the booking process or whatever. So it'll be a while.
So how long have you been in jail?
I've been in jail about I don't know, 20 hours now. First they took us down to this place called the Pier.
Pier 57. Pier 57.
Yeah, which people call Guantanamo on the Hudson.
Yeah.
It's basically this huge warehouse where they have these chain link pens set up with razor wire on the top and like really filthy floors, and there are no like benches or chairs. You just have to lay on the ground. And we stayed there until about, I stayed there until about 4 a.m., and then we took a bus to the downtown jail, I guess like Central Processing or whatever it's called. And then I had to go through all that.
Were you working as an IMC reporter when you were arrested?
Yeah, actually, I was. There was. I had gone to the demo on 33rd Street where they were blocking traffic, and then a lot of the cops ran off from there to go to some other action that was happening. So me and a whole bunch of other people ran after the riot cops to follow them to wherever they were going. So we were about a block behind the police, and when we were following behind them. And then when we finally got to whatever was going on, or right before we got to it, like a half a block before it, we were running up to this corner where around the corner, I guess something was going on. And right before we got to the corner, all these cops ran around the corner and towards us. And one of them like ran straight towards me with a big baton. And so unfortunately, my first instinct was to run away instead of showing him my press badge and risking getting hit with a baton. So unfortunately, that was the wrong decision, because as soon as I started running away, all the other cops turned the corner, and they all saw me running, and they were all like, get him! So they all ran after me and finally tackled me in the street.
And you've been in jail for 20 hours at this point?
Yeah, probably about that long.
Do you have any idea when you're going to be released? You're in process right now?
Nah, I'm not sure. It probably won't be too much longer, actually. Like, I'd say probably sometime today.
Do you have any specifics about why you were arrested, when you were arrested?
It was...
Who was with you at that point as well?
There were a lot of people with me, like some protesters and IMC people, some Nashville kids. But I was kind of ahead of most of the other people, so that's, I think, why I got arrested and the others didn't. But they were doing tons of arrests last night. They arrested over 1,000 people last night.
So
they were basically just decided like anybody that was anywhere near some action that was going on, they just round up and arrest.
So you were specifically targeted, and not the whole crowd was arrested?
No, I don't know how many people. It was kind of decentralized at that point. Like the actions had become decentralized and kind of chaotic. Because I guess they were doing like kind of a take back the streets campaign where people would just go out in little groups and block random streets.
Mm-hmm.
So the riot cops were like going out everywhere. And I wasn't actually at the site of the action. I was just near it. And so I kind of just got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.